Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/redcircle.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home, and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at ipvanish.com/audio.
Let's begin.
I had just moved into a cozy little apartment in the heart of the city. It was a modest one-bedroom space, perfect for a young woman like me. The excitement of independence filled my heart as I unpacked my belongings. The sun cast long shadows on the floor as evening approached. It was then that I first noticed it, a faint chill in the air, a presence that wasn't mine. At first, I dismissed it as my imagination playing tricks on me, a byproduct of living alone for the first time. But as days turned into weeks, that feeling of being watched, of sharing my home with something uninvited, grew stronger. Every night I'd hear soft whispers as if the walls themselves held secrets. I decided to confide in my neighbor, Mrs. Henderson, an elderly lady who had lived in the building for decades. She shared stories of the building's history, tales of tenants long gone, and a particular unit with a history of strange occurrences. Her eyes darkened as she spoke, and I couldn't shake the eerie feeling that her words were far from a mere superstition. My sleepless nights continued, the unsettling presence in my apartment growing more intrusive. Objects moved on their own, shadows danced in the corners, and I felt cold fingers brush my skin when no one was there. My apartment was no longer a sanctuary, it had become a battleground. One fateful night, as I lay in bed, paralyzed by fear, a figure materialized at the foot of my bed. It was a ghastly, pale silhouette, its eyes two pools of darkness that seemed to pierce my soul. I wanted to scream, but fear had stolen my voice. The apparition reached out its bony hand, and I felt its icy grip on my ankle. A whisper slithered through my mind. This is my home. With all the strength I could muster, I yanked my leg away and fled to Mrs. Henderson's door. She welcomed me inside, her eyes revealing the depths of her knowledge. She explained that the apartment was haunted by a tormented spirit, once a resident who had died under mysterious circumstances. Its rage and sorrow had bound it to the place, forever yearning for a life it could never have. Mrs. Henderson shared a plan to rid my home of the malevolent spirit. She gave me an old locket, said to hold the power to calm the restless dead. With trepidation, I returned to my apartment, clutching the locket as the spirit manifested again. This time, its rage was palpable, a swirling tempest of anger. I held the locket out and the room grew still. The spirit hesitated, its eyes locking with mine. I whispered, "You are not alone. Find peace and leave this place." The room quivered, and the spirit's form began to waver. It let out a wailing cry, and with a final anguished look, it dissipated into the darkness, leaving behind an empty, quiet apartment. The locket had worked. With the malevolent spirit gone, the apartment was once again mine, a sanctuary free from the uninvited roommate who had tormented me for so long. The weight that had settled on my shoulders was lifted, and I could finally breathe. As I settled into my peaceful home, Mrs. The Henderson's words echoed in my mind. "The past has a way of lingering, but with a little courage, we can confront it and find our peace." I knew that not every encounter with the unknown would end as mine had, and I had been fortunate. The experience had taught me to confront my fears, to seek help when needed, and to find the strength to face the uninvited roommates that may lurk in the dark corners of our lives. Sometimes, it's only when we face the unknown head-on that we can reclaim our spaces, our lives, and our peace. And so, dear reader, if you ever find yourself sharing your space with an uninvited roommate, remember that courage and a little bit of help can go a long way in finding your own peace, no matter how disturbing the journey may be.
Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/redcircle.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Medical Mutual wants to remind you it's almost time for Medicare's annual enrollment period. As a trusted health insurer for more than 90 years, Medical Mutual is here to help you find better Medicare benefits. Be confident you're getting the most from your Medicare Advantage plan. Schedule your free Medicare plan review today at medmutual.com/review. Medical Mutual, Ohio's hometown Medicare insurer.
It was a dark and stormy night when my partner Sarah and I first laid eyes on the old, decaying house at the end of Willow Street. The rain pelted the broken windows and the eerie wind howled through the sagging eaves. The place was a nightmare of peeling paint and rotting wood. But we saw potential where others saw only decay. The real estate agent warned us, her voice trembling as she handed over the keys. "This place has a history, but I'm sure you two can fix it up." little did we know that history was just a polite way of saying curse. As we entered, the atmosphere was heavy with foreboding. The air was thick, and a musty odor clung to every corner. We decided to start in the basement, thinking it would be a good place to begin our renovations. That's where we found it. A strange symbol carved into the concrete floor, surrounded by cryptic writing that made no sense to us. Sarah joked that it was probably the work of some eccentric previous owner. But as we began our work, strange occurrences became more frequent. Tools would vanish, doors would slam shut, and whispers echoed through the house when no one else was around. One night, I woke to find Sarah standing at the foot of our bed, staring at me with hollow eyes. Her voice, cold and lifeless, whispered, "Get out while you still can." Terrified, I tried to shake her awake, but she vanished into thin air. It was as if she'd never been there. The encounters with the supernatural only grew worse from there. We'd hear footsteps in the empty attic, unearthly wails that filled the house, and the symbol in the basement seemed to pulsate with an evil energy. Our sanity began to unravel, but we couldn't leave. The house had become an obsession, a relentless evil force that kept us trapped. The once loving bond between Sarah and me was now strained, filled with paranoia and fear. One night, as the malevolent activity reached its peak, we decided to confront the entity. Armed with a Ouija board, we gathered in the basement. The planchette moved on its own, spelling out a name: Ephraim. Ephraim had lived in the house nearly a century ago, and his life had been marked by darkness and tragedy. He'd summoned an unspeakable evil, leaving a curse that bound him to the house. In desperation, we asked, "How can we break the curse?" The answer was chilling. "Ephraim needs a soul to take his place." The room grew ice cold, and the walls seemed to close in on us. As the Ouija board burst into flames, we knew what had to be done. It was a painful decision, but we couldn't let Ephraim's malevolence consume us any longer. We lured Ephraim into the basement and sealed the room with the cursed symbol. It was a moment of terror and sacrifice, but the haunting finally stopped. We moved out, leaving the house behind forever. But the experience left scars that would never heal. To anyone thinking of buying a decrepit fixer-upper, I offer this advice: beware the history and always listen to the warning signs. Some curses can't be fixed, and some houses should never be called home.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
I've always been a skeptic. The supernatural to me was nothing more than campfire tales and overactive imaginations. That was until I moved into the notorious Elmwood Heights apartments, apartment 9B to be exact. I took this assignment to debunk the rumors of hauntings, but what I found would shatter my skepticism and haunt me forever. Elmwood Heights had a dark reputation. Whispers of strange occurrences, unexplained sounds, and shadowy figures in the hallways filled my ears as I unpacked. My new neighbors warned me, some with pity in their eyes, but I was determined to expose the supposed absurdity of it all. The first night was unsettling. The apartment seemed to groan and whisper in the dark, but I brushed it off as my imagination. As the days turned into weeks, strange phenomena began to occur. Objects moved on their own, lights flickered erratically, and a bone-chilling draft always lingered, even in the heat of summer. It wasn't until a moonless night when things took a sinister turn. The shadowy figure of a woman her features obscured by the darkness, appeared at the foot of my bed. Her hollow ease seemed to pierce my soul, and her voice, like an icy wind, whispered, "Leave this place." My heart pounded, and I reached for the light. But when it pierced the darkness, the figure had vanished. It was impossible. Skepticism had always been my armor, but it was quickly crumbling. I decided to document my experiences. Cameras, voice recorders, and journals filled with the unexplainable. The recordings echoed with eerie voices, and the photographs showed disturbing shadows and spectral forms. Each piece of evidence I gathered only fueled my terror. As my fear deepened, I dove into research. Elmwood Heights had a sinister history. A woman had died in apartment 9B under mysterious circumstances, and her restless spirit was said to still wander the halls. The more I delved into her tragic story, the more I became convinced that her ghost was haunting me. Paranormal experts offered no solace, for they were baffled by the relentless malevolence. Every corner of the apartment seemed to be a portal to the supernatural, and my skepticism was crushed beneath the weight of the inexplicable. One night, desperate for answers, I sat with a Ouija board. As my fingers touched the planchette, it moved on its own, spelling out the words, "I am here. Find the truth." With trembling hands, I searched the apartment once more, tearing into walls and floors. In a hidden compartment, I found a box containing love letters and a faded photograph, the woman who had died in my apartment. Her eyes held a deep sorrow. Armed with the truth, I confronted the spectral figure one last time. I read aloud the love letters and the photograph, offering closure to her tormented soul. With a final, mournful cry, she dissolved into the air. The apartment, once a realm of relentless hauntings, was finally at peace. I moved out, changed forever by the encounter. My skepticism was gone, replaced by a chilling certainty that there are forces beyond our comprehension. My advice to those who dismiss the supernatural: stay away from what you don't understand, for sometimes confronting the unknown can lead to a reality far more terrifying than you ever imagined. The line between skepticism and belief is thinner than you think, and once crossed, it's impossible to return.
Thank you for being here when you have so many other options.
Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Fall's here, and so are incredible sales at Tanger Outlets. Find must-have handbags, footwear, and all the latest fall arrivals, all at unbeatable savings. Shop top brands like Nike Factory, Crocs, J. Crew Factory, Coach, Gap Factory, Old Navy Outlet, Under Armour, and even more brands you love. Save more every time you shop with deals up to 70% off. Tanger Outlets, always on trend, always on sale. Plan your trip at tanger.com.